Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Talking about the 2010 Collingwood Premiership, we're lucky enough to be joined by a teammate of yours from that team who became a Saint and during the year announced his retirement. He now resides down in the beautiful seaside village of Bowen Heads, where Benny was plying his trade today. He's actually going to be a Seagull next year in the Bellarine Football League, but he's been good enough to join us tonight. I do speak of former Saint and Magpie, Nathan Brown. Brownie, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Hey, boys. How you going? How are you? Excuse me. I'm huffing and puffing. I'm just running away from the kids. So they're chasing me down. So that's what happens when you become a stay-at-home dad.
I thought you were going to say you'd started pre-season just to make sure you had a spot in the bow and head side in round one.
Oh, I don't even want to think about that yet. That's the last on my worry list at the moment. But yeah, no, it's going to be tough. Premiership side, and the boys haven't been able to play this year, so they're all chomping at the bit to get into it. So I'll have to come back in half decent nick, that's for sure.
You came home from Noosa a few months ago when you knew that the career was going to come to an end and you were not going to get yourself back into the side. But have you reflected this week and thought, gee, if I had stayed, I might be playing deep defence tonight?
I have been waiting beside my phone all week for a phone call from Rats, but it hasn't came. I've been long and forgotten, but it's funny, when I decided to come home, it was the right time for me and to get back with my family, and with the move down to Bowen Heads in January, it was just the right thing to do and start setting up a bit of a life down here. When I left, and there was plenty of young kids, you know, to fill a spot, and if I'm not there to come in and play a few games, I mean, hopefully they get their opportunity and all that, and they deserve it, and off they go with their career, and you never know what could happen. So it's been good, and I'm, not regretting one thing.
Brownie, Lee Brown, thanks for joining us. We know you could talk about yourself all night, but I actually want to talk about the Saints. Can you talk us through Brett Ratten and the impact he's had, you know, being the head coach since he's taken over this group?
Just before that, Brownie, more importantly, I come home just because our 10-year reunion was on, but it got cancelled.
Swanee's in the background trying to organise something, I'm sure.
Oh, awesome. Rats has been unbelievable. I mean, taking over the last couple of games last year, you could already tell that, you know, this is a guy who wanted to steer the ship in a different direction and really have a lot of player buy-in and get the group really connected and playing for one another and having a good time and whilst training hard and playing some really good footy. So that with the five traded guys that come in with a bit of experience from high-quality sides and obviously high-talented players mixed in with the guys who are already there, some leadership and some young guns coming all together, and I think going to Noosa and being in a hub has almost accelerated the connection and the growth of these young players together to start playing as a team, and they've put together some wins, and it hasn't gone all right for them. They've had some pretty bad losses against some good sides and some not so good sides. So the aim was just to get into the finals, and you never know, get on a little bit of a run, and that brings them up to tonight, and you never know what could happen tonight.
Yeah, and we certainly saw that potential last week, and hopefully that flows onto tonight's game. But you mentioned that connection and also playing for the coach. We hear that so often, and often when teams aren't playing well, the comment is, they're not playing for the coach, etc. What does that look like? What are some of the things that Brett Ratten's brought in to galvanise that group, to get them on board, or get the group on board to say, this man's leading us forward, we've got full trust in him? What are some of the actions that he's brought?
I think, all styles have their merits, but Rats isn't a rant and raving, do it my way. He'll obviously have an agenda, a game plan and that, but he's really about building a player's confidence up, making sure they don't forget their own little personality and the way they play and their talent and stuff, and really growing that and then working with it and moulding it into a team. So he sort of, he doesn't try and convert people into a robotic type of player that he wants. He'll have a look at his talent and his personality types in his group and try and mould them into a game plan that works for everyone, and so everyone can feel confident and happy in the way they play. So I think the boys have really responded to that, and you can just notice that some guys that have been thereabouts for a few years, these young guys like Caulfield and Hunter Clarkey and stuff like that, you're just really coming out of their skins under Rats. So... it's been good to watch.
And my sources say that you've been a great leader and mentor down there, and you've mentioned a couple of those young defenders, but is there a young guy that, you know, you've particularly taken a liking to that you think is going to be a fantastic player going forward for the Saints, and one that you can see being a real superstar going forward?
Yeah, there is Brownie, and I mean it's easy to leave when you love talking about yourself all the time. It's not hard, but just trying to. I mean, the guys down there, I love. It's been great to work with, and I, that's why I have not one bit regret coming home or even cracked the shits about not getting games or anything like that, because these guys are really good people, and you just want to see them succeed. And even just one I spoke to about today in the Herald Sun was Dougal Howard. I mean, he's a bit older, but just coming across and leaving Port Adelaide on a big contract like he did, and then by turning back on that and then coming to Saints, putting his faith in Rats and the boys and a team that hadn't played finals for 9 years is a big deal. And there's a weight of expectation and pressure that comes with that. And the way he's handled himself and coming to the club and sort of, you know, hard work, hasn't been really like outspoken or arrogant or overconfident or anything. He's just really earned the respect the right way with the boys. And the boys have really responded off that and learned a hell of a lot off him as well. So, and he's come across this year and playing key back every week against key forwards in this shortened format and stuff. It's a tough gig physically on the body and mentally. And he's only a young fella and he's only going to be unbelievable for the club going forward to complement the guys that are already there, like Jack Steele and all these guys. So, yeah, I can't speak highly enough of Dougal. And then you've got Caulfield and guys like that. And then even guys that haven't played yet, like Oscar Claverino, just really good, high-quality people that obviously... I mean, they're the people you want around your footy club for years and years.
All right, you've spoken enough about the team now. What about you? What's been your greatest indulgence now you're in retirement? You've come home. What's the thing that you've enjoyed the most?
Just the little things like, you know, having a beer on the road with the neighbours and letting the kids run around. Not on the road, obviously, but not that irresponsible. But, Just little things and sitting back and watching the footy and enjoying it with no pressure, not worrying about having to, you know, form up and hopefully you don't get dropped and things like that. But, and I guess playing with the Seagulls down here in Bowen Heads next year and just, I'm looking forward to that because, you know, I'll hopefully have a run around with a little bit less pressure. But, I mean, I still want to win footy and win a premiership and hopefully play up forward or run around in the middle and have a bit of fun along the way as well. So there's just little things like that. And most of the premiership, the Collingwood team, are nearly all retired except for Pendles and Sidey. They'll keep going for about another 10 or 15 years. But even just to enjoy beers and get together with you blokes and stuff. And maybe not too many beers with you, Lee, but... eventually when we can, you know, look back and celebrate on some good times and some fun times and some hard working times and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's been not too bad.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with former Collingwood and Saints star Nathan Brown. Here's Benny Cass.
Nathan, thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. It sounds like you are content, but you're devastated that when you look back on your career that people never talk about the Nathan Brown role, yet they talk about the Lee Brown role?
Well, you know what? As long, I've got a premiership medallion, and if Lee got me that, if the Lee Brown role got me that, you know, I'm content. I'm happy with that, you know. But,
Brownie's still buying Prestige drinks. He's, you know, at the bar every second weekend buying drinks for Simon Prestige Como.
Yeah, who's the funniest teammate you played with, Nathan? Because Brownie tells us a few stories about the Magpies, including a few that included Ben Reid. But who's the funniest bloke you played with?
It's funny you say that because, you know, how I was talking about Dougal Howard, how he came into the club and he went under the radar, earned the respect of the boys and, you know, just went around pre-season really well and stuff. Can then come out of his shell when we got Lee Brown and he was total opposite. In the change rooms, pulling pranks, loudest there, most annoying bloke. But he was quite funny. And then he teamed up with Tarkin Lockyer and the two would not shut up all day.
And look, you said there's no pressure playing local footy, but apparently the president of Bowen Heads has suggested to people that you need to kick around about 160 goals next year. So, in fact, I'd put that beer down right now and go for a run.
I'm not surprised. I'm standing out the front with a beer, and I wouldn't be surprised if Timmy Goddard is walking past, just keeping an eye on me, making sure that his recruits all ready to go for pre-season, because he's pretty keen on another flag for the Seagulls. You know, he's pretty passionate, and that's what I love about the club as well. There's a heap of passionate people down there, so I think we'll have a ball down there next year.
Absolutely. Nathan, little business set up down there as well. You and the better half of make sure you've ingrained yourself into the community.
Yeah. So Liana, my wife, she's a physiotherapist by trade. So when she's not keeping my body all nice and sound and injury free, she's started up a studio in the main street. Yeah, called Studio Bowen Head. So you know, she's does the clinical Pilates in there and a bit of physio and stuff like that, dry needling. So yeah, it's pretty cool. And when I come home, I've fitted it out and made it all looking nice and pretty cool, pretty trendy type setup. So I mean, she's fun. She's having a ball with that and fun coming down here. And yeah, it's been good. Been good with the kids as well.
Good stuff. What's post footy? Obviously, you'll play with Bowen Heads, but in terms of, you know, job wise and stuff like that, what have you got planned to do?
Yeah, but believe it or not, I'm actually a chippy. I've managed to carve out a carpentry apprenticeship over the 14 years of footy, and so I've had some great people down here sort of look after me and stuff. So I've been doing little bits and pieces with a few mates, and yeah, I'll probably look to go into that. And you never know. I'm really enjoying just, you know, doing something different. You know, you get drafted at the age of 17 straight from school, and then 14 years later, you finish footy and you've only done footy for your life. So I'm just excited to experience something different and you know, and yeah, get into a bit of life post footy.
What's your brother doing, Nathan? Clearly you're better than he was.
Well, I don't know about that. Since he's come home, he's had 3 or 4 years at St. Kevin's in the Ammos and did all right there, won a couple of flags. So he's in Melbourne. Unfortunately, his business, he was working in tourism, taking school kids overseas, and that all went overnight with this bloody virus. But he's going okay at the moment. He's just had a young fella, and you never know. Who knows? He might end up down this way and playing for the Seagulls. I'm just trying to coax him into that at the moment. So see what happens.
Oh, geez. There's a big chunk of the points. You're worth six, and he'd probably be worth 4 or 5. That's a quarter of the side there, Nathan.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Maybe we can just take him in turns and play under the one bloke, and he play one week and I'll play the other or something.
Very good.
That way.
Hey, Nathan, really good to talk to you. It's great to have you down in this neck of the woods, and great to hear that you're going to have a kick in the Ballerine next year. It's a good footy comp, and it's only going to be better with the likes of yourself running around. So I suspect there'll be a big crowd at Bowen Heads on Easter Saturday next year, which will be about round one if everything goes to plan with local footy. And we look forward to covering that at krockfootball.com.au. But we appreciate you joining us tonight for Prestige Jayco, and great to have you in our part of the world.
No worries, boys. Yeah, and very grateful for the whole, not even Bowen Heads, but the whole sort of Geelong and greater communities for just welcoming my family in town. And, it's been awesome. So it means a lot to us.
Well, great stuff. Congratulations on a wonderful career as well. And thanks for your time tonight. Enjoy the footy.
No worries, boys. Enjoy.
Nathan Brown joining us for Footy Spotlight, thanks to Rex Gorrell. Quality service, professionalism, competitiveness, and a culture to exceed our customers' expectations. Great to talk with new Seagull Nathan Brown.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.